Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The collapse of the Syrian government continues as Russia's foreign ministry says President Bashar Assad has resigned and left the country. This was earlier when rebels took to state TV to announce the collapse of the Assad government. Russia's statement says it's in contact with all groups of the opposition, but that it did not take part in talks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told the Reagan National Defense Forum on Saturday.
Assad's backers, Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, have all been weakened and distracted, and so he has not had the support from those three actors that he expected to be able to count on.
President-elect Trump met with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Paris during his visit for the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral, and the search continues for the killer of the United Healthcare CEO in New York City. Police sources tell ABC a backpack believed to belong to the suspect contained Monopoly money. This is ABC News. The college football playoff field will be announced today, the first year of the 12-team playoff, but I think it's likely that we know which team will top the rankings.
Oregon wins the Big Ten championship. They knock off the Nittany Lions 45-37 in what was a fabulous game here in Indianapolis tonight. And now Penn State will find out its at-large fate tomorrow.
The Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, both Oregon and Penn State, expected to make the 12-team field. The USS Arkansas was christened Saturday as the newest nuclear submarine. The ship sponsors the six women of the Little Rock Nine who integrated Little Rock Central High School in 1957. One of them, Carlotta Walls Lanier, christened the ship with a bottle of sparkling wine in Newport News, Virginia. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like another day with well above normal temperatures around the region, even with some cloud cover coming through. We are going to see a cold front, though, slice through the area by tomorrow evening. And behind that, we'll see much colder conditions build in for the middle and late part of the week. In fact, temperatures could be a good 10 or 12 degrees below normal by Wednesday night and Thursday. Now, there's not a whole lot of precipitation in the forecast this week for our media area. Most of it tonight and tomorrow morning will track north and east of our region. But there could be a few snow showers building down across our area. As we head toward Wednesday, we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Then another weather system could impact us toward Friday and Saturday, possibly with some mixed precipitation. Here's that forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high at 47. Southwest wind turning south to southeast up to 10. Tonight mostly cloudy, low 33. And tomorrow partly sunny, still mild but somewhat breezy, high in the mid-40s. West-southwest wind 8 to 17. On Tuesday, more clouds and sun and colder. A couple of flurries possible. Low 23 with a high of 28. Heading into Wednesday, mostly cloudy and cold. 50% chance of scattered snow showers. A light coating is possible. Low 15 with a high near 21. Thursday, the coldest day of the week with partly cloudy to sunny skies. Low near 1 below 0, high of 14. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow or wintry mix. Low 3 degrees, high 26. Saturday looks cloudy and milder with areas of light wintry mix, snow and rain. Low 19 degrees, high near 37. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is currently a partly cloudy 29 degrees. That is up from our morning low of 26. Yesterday, we had a high of 49, and we also had no precipitation to report. As for our record high for this day, that was 55 set back in last year, 2023. A record low 12 below set in 1976. Last year, again, our record high was 55. Our low that day, 38. Sunset today will be at 426. Sunrise tomorrow at 722. No precipitation today. The barometer holds steady at 29.72. And we have light winds out of the east. It is 29 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed Seed and Such.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The final two performances for the River Valley Players production of It's a Wonderful Life radio play will be held today. And that will be at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. The radio format play, which is a part of the Spring Green Chamber's Country Christmas, is based on Frank Capra's 1947 film classic, It's a Wonderful Life. Today's performances will be at 1 and 6. General admission is $10 for those attending who are 13 and older, and $5 for children 12 and under. For It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Tickets are available online at rivervalleyplayers.org and at North Earth Crystals and Gifts in Spring Green. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a single vehicle crash that occurred in the village of Stoddard. On Friday at approximately midnight, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a motor vehicle that struck a fire hydrant in the 300 block of North Main Street. It was determined that Cynthia Sue Ostrander, 58, of Clay, Michigan, was driving south in a vehicle that went off the right side of the street and over the curb, ultimately striking the hydrant. No injuries were reported. Upon further investigation, Ostrander was taken into custody for an impaired driving-related offense and possession of methamphetamine. Ostrander appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court late Friday afternoon and was released on a $2,500 signature bond. She is due back in court on January 28th at 1. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Ithaca middle and high school musicians will take the spotlight in a concert Monday, starting at 7 in the high school gym. Under the direction of Mary Beth Behrens and Wade McCoy, the 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade and high school bands and choirs will perform Sounds of the Season. Admission is free and open to all. The Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Fred Heise. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Fred Heise. It will be today from 3 to 4. You can attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or by Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets can be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he has selected a new secretary nominee for the Department of Natural Resources, but so far has not shared that person's name. The position has been vacant for over a year as Governor Evers and state Republicans spar over a number of nominations. Earlier this year, over half of the Natural Resources Board was also kicked by the state Senate. Governor Evers says finding a suitable candidate has been difficult over fears that the Republican-controlled state Senate will again vote out his nominee. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court is poised to consider a case involving a conversion therapy ban. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the Republican-controlled state Senate blocked a rule that would have banned the controversial practice years ago, arguing that the move violated the state's Constitution separation of powers clause. The state Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments on whether the state legislator overstepped their constitutional bounds in the case in mid-January. The state employees who oversee campaign finance compliance want to triple the size of their team. Until recently, local clerks collected campaign finance documentation from municipal candidates. But the legislature passed a new law requiring the Wisconsin Ethics Commission takeover. The commission says to pull that off, they'll need more people, and therefore more money. The agency is asking for an additional $5 million over the next 2 years to hire at least a dozen more people and get more office space. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips to help residents save money and reduce waste during the holiday season. Along with gifts at this time of year comes a lot of items like cardboard and batteries, which could cause issues at recycling facilities. Items like holiday light strings, plastic bags, and electronics should not be put in your recycling bin, and cardboard boxes should be fully flattened before going into the bin. Residents should check their local recycling programs if they're not sure about an item. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Workers' Compensation Advisory Council will be hosting a public meeting on proposed legislative changes next week. The council will host a public hearing on Tuesday from 3 to 6 in Madison, but residents from other areas of the state will be able to join virtually. The link to join the public meeting virtually can be found on the Department of Workforce Development's website. The Advisory Council is also accepting public comments on the legislation through January 10th. A recent report by the Center for American Progress found that gun violence is on the decline in Wisconsin this year. According to the report, the state saw nearly 17% fewer gun violence homicides through the first 8 months of 2024 compared to the same time frame in 2023. The city of Milwaukee in particular saw nearly a 20% drop in gun violence homicides over that time frame compared to 2023. Some officials credited programs like Wisconsin Community Safety Fund grants for providing the resources to address gun violence. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thied.
Lattimore Rennick was one of the earliest settlers in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, the source, the history of Crawford and Richland counties, illustrated in 1881 and transcribed by Mary Saggio. Latimore Renick arrived in what is now the town of Orion in a snowstorm on the 17th of October in 1848. That fall, he had commenced to building a sawmill on Ash Creek for William Thompson and completed it in 1849. In 1852, he went to Richmond Village, which is now Orion, and he bought a piece of land and engaged in farming. And also he worked at his trade, which was that of a carpenter and a joiner. Remaining there until 1856, when he moved to Henrietta Township and purchased timberland on Section 6 and immediately began to clear a farm. He broke his first 2 half acres with a hoe. He has since purchased adjoining land and now has 120 acres on both Sections 6 and 7. He has built a commodious, hewed log house with a frame addition and has made it his home until the present time. Mr. Renick is a native of Kentucky. In his youth, he was apprenticed to a cabinet maker to learn the trade. After serving 3 years in that employ, he started on foot alone by himself to various locations, halting for once at Mineral Point, where he worked a time at his trade, and thence went on to Madison, where he was employed to work on the territorial capital, remaining there until 1844. When he returned to Mineral Point and was engaged in the construction of fluted columns for the courthouse, it was in 1845 that he went to work at mining in Mineral Point and continued in that employ until 1848. He then came to Richland County. He was married to Lucy Jocelyn, the daughter of Carlos and Mary Bostwick Jocelyn. They had 11 children, which was blessed on that union. Mr. Renick has an extensive acquaintance in the different parts of this county and is respected by all he meets. He is a well-read man and has good recollection of past events. He has a prominent location for town and county affairs. He's been in a member of the county board, filled that nearly of all offices held for the town which he has now lived in. Besides having served as an officer in the school district, a great part of that time, it was the organization of the school that became important. He is also one of the finest grand jurors of Richland County. And now, listen next week for The History of Richland County, covering the Elaine Floral Company.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds bear and turkey hunters that applications for the 2025 black bear and spring turkey hunt seasons are due this Tuesday, December 10th. Hunters can apply for harvest authorizations or purchase preference points toward future drawings through Go Wild or an authorized license agent. Nearly 135,000 people applied for a bear hunting license or preference point for the 2024 season. The drawing for 2025 black bear harvest authorizations will occur in February. Applicants selected in the drawing are notified by mail shortly after and may purchase their 2025 Class A bear license beginning in March. Applicants may check their status online through their Go Wild customer account. State law requires bear permit of applicants to apply at least once during any period of 3 consecutive years to retain their accumulated preference points. Otherwise, all accumulated preference points will be lost. When an applicant is selected during the drawing, their preference points will be reset to zero, even if they do not purchase the harvest permit. Turkey harvest authorizations are issued through a preference-based drawing system. Applicants may choose up to 2 time periods and zone combinations they would like to hunt. As a third choice, applicants may choose 1 zone in which they will accept a harvest authorization for any period. The second and third choices are optional, but applicants are encouraged to submit additional choices to maximize the likelihood of drawing a harvest authorization. As a reminder, if a hunter desires to obtain preference point for the future, they should not submit a third choice. The spring harvest authorization drawing takes place in late January. Successful applicants are notified by mail after the drawing results are finalized. Applicants may check their status online through their Go Wild customer account. Those not selected will receive a preference point to increase their chances of drawing a harvest authorization the following spring season. Any harvest authorizations not awarded in the drawing will be available for purchase as bonus harvest authorizations. Bonus harvest authorizations will cost $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. All turkey hunters must possess a valid spring turkey license and a wild turkey stamp when they acquire their spring turkey harvest authorization. A 2025 spring turkey license is $15 for Wisconsin residents and $60 for non-residents. The 2024 wild turkey stamp is $5.25.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Sunday, December 8th. Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died November 30th at a Grace Hospice care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet on Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died Tuesday, December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be Saturday, December 14th at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. For Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Casanova, died Wednesday at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. The celebration of life will be held on Sunday, December 15th from 1 to 3 at Boston's Spa in Casanova. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Casanova EMS, Casanova Private Landowners ATV Club, or a charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home of Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Casanova. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Heather and Sylvester Deidelhoff had a daughter, Harper Lynn Jane.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This morning's birthdays and anniversary wishes are going out on behalf of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be. And we have a handful of birthday and anniversary wishes going out today on Sunday, December 8th. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Marge Freeman and Bruce Wilson. Happy birthday today to Steve Rowe from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday today to Ron Fruit from Bob and Heidi. Also, happy birthday to Ron Fruit, Marge Freeman, and Bruce Wilson from the Bloom City Town Crier. The Richland Center United Methodist Church would like to wish Jill Josep a happy birthday today. Happy birthday on behalf of all of us here at WRCO to Ron Fruit as well. Happy birthday on behalf of the Little Willow Birthday Club today to Emily Sutton, Josh Blake, Jeff Filla, and Ron Fruit. Also, well, Schmidt Woodland Hills would like to wish William Peters a happy birthday. Happy birthday as well today to Dale Knockreiner from Brian, Aaron, Dane, Mallory, Weston, and Layton. Happy birthday to my husband, Dale Knockreiner. Hope you have a great day from your loving wife, Anne. Happy birthday to Mike Bailey from the Blue River United Methodist Church. Birthday wishes going out today to Parker Olson. Happy birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Carson Kitzimble today from St. Mary's School. Another birthday wish going out. Happy birthday to Pam Olson from Janet and Arden. Also, happy birthday to Dad Gaylord Willis. Happy 93rd birthday with love from Dawn. Also, happy anniversary today. One wish going out to Nathan and Courtney Alvin from the Richland Center Lions. So, best wishes to those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries today from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be, and from all of us here at WRCO. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In boys high school basketball, yesterday it was Hillsboro defeating DeSoto 48-43. Also, Columbus scored a 66-61 win over Platteville. Baraboo took on Mount Hora but fell 63-52. It was Barneveld 72, Belleville 63. In girls high school basketball, West Salem came away with the win against Hudson 56-46. Cam Jones scored 32 points to lead number 5 Marquette to an 88-74 victory over the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers on Saturday. The Badgers dropped their second straight despite 22 points from Max Klesmet and 17 from John Blackwell. Wisconsin led 39-37 at the half after both teams went 11 for 25 from the field in the first 20 minutes. Marquette took control after the break, making its first 2 3-pointers and taking a 53-47 lead with 15:41 to play. That lead grew to 7 on Chase Ross's layup with 13:07 left, forcing a Wisconsin timeout. The Golden Eagles took control from there, pushing the lead to 15 after Stevie Mitchell converted a 3-point play to make it 70-55 with 8:49 to play. Wisconsin will be at number 19 Illinois on Tuesday. Also in the Big Ten in men's basketball yesterday, Michigan State defeated Nebraska 89-52, while Ohio State scored an 80-66 win over Rutgers. Other sports scores from around the league today, from yesterday in NBA action, it was Cleveland over Charlotte 116-102. Oklahoma City defeated New Orleans 119-109. Washington took down Denver 122-113. It was Dallas 125, Toronto 118. Detroit scored a victory over New York 120-111. It was a close to that score for Miami and Phoenix as Miami won 121-111. And Memphis took down Boston 127-121. No Packer football today as the Packers played in the Thursday night game. They will be back in action this coming Sunday. But in the NFC North for today, Chicago will be in action. They're on the road to take on the San Francisco 49ers, and Minnesota plays host to Atlanta. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
As the year winds down, Christmas gives us a chance to pause, to reflect on what matters most, and to appreciate the people who make life beautiful. Here's to a season of gratitude and peace.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
This Christmas, it's not just about the presents under the tree. It's about the love around it. Whether you're sipping cocoa by the fire or watching the kids light up at the sight of snow, the real treasures are the moments we share. Make this season unforgettable.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union. WRCO.
And I will open dealer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing, I could sing your love. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart, let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love.
They will dance with joy like we're dancing.